Welcome to Healthy by Choice, a broadcast designed to bring powerful healing into your life today. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at CHIP, the Complete Health Improvement Program offered across the country and around the world. You can learn more at chiphealth.com. But now, get ready to enjoy some proven results and priceless benefits. I'm your Healthy by Choice host, Charles Mills. Today we continue our conversation with two health promoters who have created an amazing book for those of us who are interested in gaining and maintaining optimum health, and that should be all of us. Their book is entitled Rethink Food, with a subtitle that says it all, 100-plus doctors can't be wrong. And after spending a lot of quality time with this new release, I tend to agree. Our guests have assembled the writings of a wide diversity of authors who have come to the astonishing conclusion that food, plain old simple from the earth food, is the answer to our health crisis. Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle, welcome back to Healthy by Choice.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'd like for us to concentrate on some of the topics we didn't cover in our last conversation. Let's begin with inflammation. Excuse the pun, but this is a big one. A lot of your doctor authors insist that inflammation forms the foundation of a whole lot of needless pain and suffering. Shoshana, bring us up to speed.
Yes, indeed. What we've learned through this amazing process of interviewing so many of the great doctors from all over the world is that inflammation directly is the genesis of so many of our chronic illnesses that millions and millions of people are suffering with each and every day. But the beauty is that we can reverse inflammation. It's in our hands. We're finding through so many discoveries that meat and dairy, believe it or not, but please believe it, it is meat being highly acidic, dairy also highly acidic in the bloodstream, that creates inflammation throughout our bodies, from the immune system to our joints, our organs that have to endure so much more work, creating inflammation every day, every meal, which leads up to the body becoming so confused and creating diseases. So inflammation creates diseases, but we can reverse it through our food choices. So that's what inflammation is, and we can control it. We don't need to be on medications each and every day, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and it's still living with pain and suffering. People, we don't need to be doing this. The answer is in our hands through our food choices, Charles.
Now, Amy Lee, what I hear Shoshana saying is that, you know, we really, in most cases, don't have heart disease. We have inflammation. We really don't have high blood pressure. We have inflammation. If we go after heart disease and high blood pressure and all these types of things with medicines, we're really not going after the cause of the problem. Am I on the right track if I said that?
Yes, that's correct. So inflammation or chronic inflammation is what sets the stage for all these diseases to happen, from heart disease to cancer to type 2 diabetes and autoimmune conditions, and how it presents in the body that we get these names. And what happens is our body likes to stay in an alkaline environment. Mm-hmm. And when we put these acidic foods, as Shoshana was saying, meat and dairy, into our body, it changes our internal environment, making it more acidic. And the body has to find ways to balance it out. So the body will leach calcium from our bones, which is why we get osteoporosis, which is very prevalent in countries that drink and consume a lot of dairy and animal products. And it also lays the foundation for the other conditions that we get, because our body wants to stay in a balance. This chronic inflammation builds up over time and leads to these chronic conditions. So when doctors say we have all of these things and they give us medicine like Lipitor to help with our cholesterol, that's just a Band-Aid, because we're not addressing the underlying condition, which is what we're putting into our body. We keep damaging and abusing our body, and medicine is not going to help us solve the problem.
You know, that is eye-opening because so many people these days go to the doctor and they're depending on what they're getting from the doctor, where they come in that little package and that little white envelope you get from the pharmacist. They're thinking, okay, I have this now. This is going to take care of the problem. Now, you mentioned, Shoshana, earlier that it can be reversed. How do we reverse it? Are there medicines that reverse it? How do we turn this stuff around, this inflammation that is happening all over our body?
It's very easy because food is medicine. Mm. Unfortunately, we can't see what's going on inside of our bodies. We put our makeup on, we brush our hair, we're taking these pills, having faith in pills that the doctor provides us with. But food is medicine, and the doctors and Rethink Food from Harvard to Stanford to Yale, from Germany to New Zealand are experts and have amazing testimonies, patient testimonies, witnessing patients get off completely their medicine, having all of their numbers from their cholesterol numbers, blood pressure, their sugar levels, return back to normal simply by eating plant nutrition, plant foods, eliminating completely meat and dairy altogether, not just a little bit or sometimes having it, but eliminating the poison, the toxins that enter the body, which is meat and dairy, highly acidic, causing inflammation. We can get rid of this through eating all of our valuable vegetables, our legumes, our grains, our nuts. These are whole foods that are loaded up with phytonutrients, loaded up with phytochemicals, foods that do the body good. Yes, it's very easy. We can completely reverse inflammation and rid our bodies of these diseases.
That's amazing. What we sit down to at the dinner table and eat is the cause of the problem, but can also be the solution. That's important. It depends on what we're putting on our plates. We're talking with Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle. They are the authors and editors of Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong, which is available wherever books are sold these days. A very good book. And what I liked about it, guys, what I liked about it was it was simple to read. I know you must be amazing editors because you had this diversity of authors coming in, but you made everyone sound simple and to the point and easy to read, and I really enjoyed it, and I want to just say thank you for doing such a great job on this, ladies.
I'm so glad you said that, Charles, because that's exactly what we wanted to achieve with this book, was to take complex scientific processes in our body and boil it down into simple, easy to understand little excerpts that everybody can pick up and read and really jump around and use as a resource guide for approaching the entire spectrum of benefits from a plant-based diet.
And the book, of course, is divided into sections. Let's talk about some of those sections right now. If you are a man and you're listening to the program, there is information in this book that you need to know as well. And let's start with you, Amy, as long as we have you here. What do we men need to know about our health that this book, Rethink Food, will help us with?
Well, first of all, so many men actually have an indication of whether or not they're going to have heart disease or already have heart disease. Mm-hmm. And that's something called ED or erectile dysfunction. And it's such a sensitive topic and so many guys will not talk to their doctor about it. But ED is actually one of the first warning signs of heart disease. Because if you think about it, heart disease is really a misnomer. It's the buildup of plaque and cholesterol in the arteries throughout our body, not just where our heart is. So as we travel down south, our arteries get smaller. So the first arteries to be clogged are going to be your penile arteries, mm-hmm. and that leads to problems in the bedroom. And most guys will ignore it. They'll take Viagra, which is a multi-billion dollar business. And in reality, what we can do is switch our diet and solve all of the problems. We can really prevent heart disease and we can reverse any problems in the bedroom. So it's really something that guys can look into and they can really implement themselves. You know, they don't need to spend so much money on Viagra, which doesn't even work for most of them anyway.
Now, Shoshana said that these problems are reversible. Is that reversible as well? If you change your diet, can you back out of that particular problem too?
Yes, it is 100% reversible if you are able to catch it in time, because you're going to clear out the arteries. When you switch to a plant-based diet, you're not feeding your body with animal fats and cholesterol. So you're actually going to allow your body to really take care of itself. Our body's really perfectly able to self-heal. We just need to give it the right ingredient.
Okay. All right. Very good. Shoshana, let's talk with you about women's health issues. How are they different from men? And should women come at this whole rethink food differently than men? Is there a different diet for them?
No, there is not. What women often do is drink milk for strong bones.
Mm-hmm.
But it does quite the opposite. It creates osteoporosis, and it goes back to what Amy was referring to, the pH balance of our blood requires, so sensitive, it needs to be slightly alkalinic. So women are drinking, especially beyond the age of 40, 50, with the amount of brittle bones and broken bones, women are drinking so much milk, eating yogurt, and it's 400% the opposite effect. It's creating brittle bones for that very instruction of the body going to the bone to take out the calcium, extract the calcium, deposit it into the bloodstream, because drinking milk, eating dairy causes an acidic blood, and we end up, the result is brittle bones. Especially women that are pregnant, their doctors very often are stating drink 2, 4, 6 glasses of milk daily. And with that milk comes the natural growth hormone in milk, not the added growth hormone that the industry places into it, but there's IGF-1 growth hormone that was designed for that baby cow, the calf, to grow it very rapidly, very aggressively. But it often, along with the antibiotics that go into milk, the pesticides, the herbicides, all the chemicals are crossing the placenta and going into the developing fetus. So today, so many pediatricians and OBGYN doctors that are plant-based, such as Dr. Lisa Bazette, who's a cancer specialist for women, are stating women need to be drinking almond milk, soy milk, coconut milk, vegetables, legumes, nuts, avoid dairy altogether, avoid dairy products, avoid meat products completely, so that your baby, your growing baby, is dodging, basically, all these chemicals that are causing so many birth defects today that we're seeing. It's an epidemic. Children born with illnesses today and allergies. So, yes, women can subscribe to a plant-based diet 100%, and the body will be healthy, filled with vitality. The baby will receive all the nutrients required to grow and develop, you know, a wonderful 8-pound baby. Ready to go. Speaks English, French, Italian.
All right, very good. No matter what language that we go, when it comes out, it's going to be healthy. That's a good thing right there. We have Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle with us today on the program. We're talking about their book, Rethink Food, 100 Plus Doctors Can't Be Wrong. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, I want to ask these ladies about diabetes. If you have diabetes, listener, you will want to turn the volume up and sit close to the speaker, because we have good news for you today from the book, Rethink Food. So everybody stay right where you are.
Well, I was about 50, a little over 50, and I had been obese for about 30 years and weighed about 80 pounds over my wedding day weight. I just, you know, felt tired all the time, didn't have a lot of motivation for doing much of anything. I knew I needed to lose the weight, and I needed a program that I could do easily and for the rest of my life. When I found out about CHIP, I began to apply the principles that were taught, I began to lose weight. The weight just melted off, and within a short time, I was feeling a whole lot better. I was able to fit back into my wedding dress for my 35th wedding anniversary, something I had always dreamed of and didn't think I'd ever be able to do again. And as I was walking one day, I had so much energy that I just felt like bursting into a run, which I hadn't done for many years. On top of that, I was able to play with my grandson in the park, and I wasn't getting sick anymore like I used to. CHIP just gave me my life back, and it's a lifestyle that I can do for the rest of my life.
For more information about CHIP and how it can transform your life, go to chiphealth.com. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle. They are the authors and editors of Rethink Food, 100 Doctors Can't Be Wrong. It's sort of like the encyclopedia of health. And I think that if you are interested in health and want to rebuild your health or even maintain it, this is the book you need to have on your shelf. Rethink Food. Okay, let's talk about diabetes. This is a huge problem here, and it doesn't look like it's going down at all in this society, and that's a shame because it is debilitating. It is a horrible disease. Amy Lee Goodman, let's talk diabetes here. How did we get it? How do we maintain it? And most important, can we get rid of it?
So we have seen a really scary trend since World War II. We have seen about a 700% increase in type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think back and say, what's happening? What are we doing differently? So many people today are pointing to sugar and simple carbs as the enemy. While these components don't help diabetes, they are not the leading cause of diabetes. And this is where we're getting diabetes wrong in our approach to it. All the doctors in Rethink Food say that animal fat from meat, dairy, and eggs is one of the leading contributors to type 2 diabetes. And it really comes down to, we can think of it as a very simple lock and key analogy that our doctors talk about in our book. Our body naturally produces insulin, and that acts as the key to unlock the muscle receptors in our body. But what happens when we're eating so much fat is the fat blocks the insulin from being received. So what happens is the insulin and the glucose builds up in our bloodstream, and that's how we're getting type 2 diabetes, this entire epidemic. And most of the guidelines today will just talk about limiting sugar amounts, but limiting sugar is not going to deal with the fat buildup in our body. We need to lower our fat intake as well. And the number one cause of fat intake is meat and dairy products. So the doctors show that when we switch to a whole food plant-based diet, we really have revolutionary changes with type 2 diabetes. It actually reverses so quickly within 3 to 7 days that you have to undergo this with the help of a doctor because your body will automatically change that quickly. And kind of like a lifestyle experiment is one of the doctor talks about the Marshall Islands in the book, and they used to have a zero rate of type 2 diabetes. And when they came into some money, they decided to implement the Western American diet and switch from a diet of mainly plant-based foods and legumes and nuts to very similar to what we eat in the United States, a lot of meat, a lot of cheese, a lot of processed foods, and they now have one of the highest rates of type 2 diabetes in the world. And we can see this pattern throughout the world. There is actually a diabetes map that directly correlates with animal protein intake. So it's very interesting, but also at the same time, really exciting to know that we have the answer to solving one of the world's most devastating health crises today.
You brought up an interesting point, and I think we need to reiterate that, as you said, that you need to be under a doctor's guidance if you make this kind of change in your diet, if you have diabetes. This is extremely important because there is going to be some major shifts that happen internally in you, and that doctor needs to be there to adjust your levels of insulin, or even in some cases, or in most cases, to get rid of the insulin altogether. That's an important point. And Shoshana, I think that a lot of people miss that. They read Rethink Food, they read these books, listen to the program, I'm going to do that, and they start doing it, and they start getting sick, and that's not what's supposed to happen. They're supposed to get well. So I think your take-home message here, Shoshana, is that if you're going to make these changes, make it under a doctor's care. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, so many doctors are not familiar with nutrition as medicine, and there lies a huge problem today in our world as we know it. From the medical schools providing 1 week, 1 day, 2 weeks of nutrition 20, 30 years ago for so many of these seasoned doctors, and today's current doctors graduating, receiving almost no nutrition guide. So there is this bridge that needs to be built between nutrition, education, and the doctors offering such value to patients today. It is a problem. My suggestion is to introduce the book Rethink Food to the doctor, to the internist that's caring for our listeners, to basically educate doctors around the country. And that's what we need to do, is create this awareness, a new movement. But I wanted to say that the cells are constantly remodeling themselves, mm-hmm. including bones. Bones are alive. Our organs are remodeling themselves. So with that, we can really cure ourselves of these diseases and prevent virtually all of these diseases. There's a small percentage that's genetic, yes, but that's not really what we're concentrating on. However, we do have experts in the book, such as Dr. Cherney, who's an epigenetics expert, to control. With our food, we can actually control our genes, our DNA, so that we can avoid altogether these diseases. Mm. So I just wanted to bring that to our wonderful listeners' attention.
Very good. Okay, this next question here is for you, Shoshana. Let's stay with you. Alzheimer's. Oh, my. Alzheimer's has been described as the saddest disease on earth. And are you making a connection? Do the doctors who wrote in Rethink Food make a connection between what we eat and Alzheimer's disease?
Absolutely. Our chapter, Forget About Alzheimer's, has numerous doctors that pay very close attention to Alzheimer's. And what we've recently discovered is meat contains so many metals that they are finding now in the coils and the synapses of Alzheimer's patients when they take apart the threads, the axons in the brain, discovering high doses of metals. We don't have metals in broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, peanuts, et cetera, but high doses in meat. So there is that new direct relationship regarding meat and Alzheimer's. So we can help to prevent Alzheimer's today. It is a very sad disease. And recently I was talking to a young woman who said she was taking care of her grandfather with Alzheimer's, and she took charge, put her grandfather on a plant-based diet, mostly raw, and she said the entire family, cousins, uncles, aunts, have all noticed a significant positive difference. His memory has returned, and his whole behavior is back to not normal, but significantly improved. So that's direct evidence right there that plant nutrition does work when it comes to Alzheimer's and all these other diseases.
You know, John McDougall must be right. He's been on this show several times, and his words are always, "It's the food, Charles, it's the food." And that's what I hear you saying in Rethink Food.
It is the food, indeed, and the attitude, exercise, fresh air.
All those things combined.
Yes.
Amy Lee, you are the younger of this group that we're talking to between Shoshana and me. You are the younger of them, and I want to talk to you about aging. I just chose you because I want to ask you, after editing, after writing Rethink Food, what are some of the things that you, Amy Lee Goodman, what are you going to be doing different that you did not know before you started working on this manuscript to protect your aging and to take the aging process and minimize it as much as possible? What are you going to do?
What I really loved about reading and learning about Rethink Food is I never really realized how much of an influence our food choices have on our skin. Mm-hmm. And I have always gone to a dermatologist. I always had like bad acne growing up. I was definitely one of those kids. And I really completely changed and started eating, you know, started juicing and eating a little bit more raw foods and really paying attention to the fruits and the berries that contain all of these phytonutrients into my body. And it's so amazing how your skin clears up. And what's really interesting is there really is a secret to looking younger. I mean, if so many people look at people who eat a plant-based diet and say, wow, there's a glow to you, you look so good for your age. I haven't gotten that comment yet, luckily, but for other people. And it's really true. There's telomeres. And a plant-based diet works to repair the telomerase in our chromosomes that actually make us look younger instead of aging us. That's the part of our DNA responsible for aging. So unfortunately, while there's no liqueur that can make us never age, we can definitely look good while doing it. That's definitely something I've changed. I've also just even though you know so much information, I just pay so much more attention to how I treat my body and how I invest in my body. You know, getting enough hours of sleep, not putting in junk food. You know, you really think about that everything that you put in is really going to promote disease or wellness. And while I might not see it today, just like I work hard for my career and future moving forward, I need to concentrate on putting in the right foods for my future health as well.
And let me ask you, Shoshana, the same question. What are you doing to create an anti-aging situation in your life as you move down through the years?
I was worried that you were going to ask me that because it's not related to food, because I feel like I eat well each and every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I would not change what I'm doing food-wise. But I did learn I need to sleep more. I don't sleep enough. So for me, what I learned from all of this is for my friends, my lady friends, to eat more of the foods that are calcium-rich for strong bones. Because, we're at that age where brittle bones becomes a real problem. Breaking a hip, some of my friends have broken their hips or ankles, and they're having a hard time repairing their bones. So, yes, if they get the lecture from me, go vegan, and you'll see positive results. My own mother broke her wrist. The doctor said, you must have surgery. Your wrist will not be able to repair itself. She said, no surgery, absolutely not. You're not putting bolts into my wrist. My mom had gone vegan at that time. Her bones at that age, I think she was around 78, healed beautifully. Much to the doctor's surprise, her wrist is in perfect shape, along with her eye vision, where she had a deteriorating eye vision. At that time, she also had gone plant-based completely, and her eye vision returned within 3 weeks. She thought it was a miracle from God, but food comes from, you know, God and nature, so in a way, it is a miracle. And her eye vision, the inflammation in her eyes were eliminated, and her eye vision was returned, so she did not need surgery. So for me, it is about giving the information to my friends, my family members, and share with them the knowledge that I have been empowered with to help their lives and their bodies heal.
My, what a wonderful testimony that is. The book is called Rethink Food, and the website for you to get more information about it, to order the book, to learn a little bit more about our guests today is www.rethinkfoodbook.com, rethinkfoodbook.com. Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle, thank you, ladies, for being here. Always encouraging to hear you talk about what you discovered in this book as you put it together. Thank you, ladies.
It's an honor. Thank you
so much.
And listener, at chiphealth.com, you can get more information about the CHIP program, which, of course, is a food-based program, food and exercise. That's all part of it. They're at chiphealth.com. Check that out. Other resources there as well. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Amy Lee Goodman and Shoshana Castle inviting you to be healthy by choice. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about Healthy by Choice, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. You can also email us through our website at 3abn.org.